comes along with the Gemara and Tzadi Tesam Beis next sugya, commenting on a Gemara, on a Mishnah back at the beginning of the year. Amar Rav Huna, Ketza Misharinan, how you Mishar the Gid, Kibasar Belefis, right? Whatever those foods are, okay? There's some sort of Nisinas Tam. Amar Rav Huna, Kibasar Beroyshe Liftois, Masisan Deloiki Aitana, Tisanya Rabbi Shmuel Benoisha Rabbi Yochanan Benbroika Oimar, Ain Begida Benoisin Tam. Our Mishnah clearly is not like a Shita in the Tanoim that holds a Gid. A tendon has no taste. Why does our Mishnah obviously not hold like that? Because our Mishnah is the source of what? It's ironic, Rabosai. The best case that the Gemara could come up with to teach everything in Yoredeya about Tam is what? Is questionable itself. Maybe Gid has no taste. It's just like, it's like rabbinic humor. It's like, you know, by the way, everything we're discussing is not necessarily the case. You know, Gid Anasha might have absolutely no taste, and this, the whole case is just not even relevant. Interesting. So therefore, the Gemara says it's against Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Ahu, then the Gemara quotes a story. Ahu do'asal kamed Rabbi Chanina, hava Yosef Rabbi Yudah bar Zav Zvina above. So guys, imagine, when you get to a story, everybody say, don't just read through it. Like, close your eyes and like imagine this. You know, a guy came to ask Rabbi Chanina a Shiloh, right? And who was sitting there? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was sitting where?
Gate.
Outside the gate. You know, he's like into the, he's into the hack, you know? So he wants to get the Rabbanim in trouble, like, you know, like, what's, what are you paskin? What's, yes, we do this, we do that, you know, like, you know, like, you know, the guys, like, you have to be careful when you're with any, you want to go into Rabbanus, or you be careful as a balabas, and you're not going to be mechutzuf, like, I don't actually care what you have to say, I just want to, like, find out what you have to say so I can, like, I can destroy you later. You know what I'm saying? So I can post it on Facebook and then like show that like rabbis are discuss. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's. So he was sitting on the outside and he wanted to know. Achas v'shalom. I don't know if that was Rabbi Yehuda's agenda, but that's the imagery bizman hazeh that I see. Amar lei, my amar lecha. Oh, what did he say? Well, we knew what the Rav Paskin with the Gid Anoshe. Amar lei shar yanili. He paskin it's mutter. Amar lei, hold your eye, lei. Go back. Lekame. So he said, so what? He went back, and what happened? Amar man hai dekometzar li zil emale leman de Yosef abova. Is appreciate, you know, a rov. It's not, I'm not scared. I'm not scared to say the din emes. I'm not scared to paskin what I have to paskin. The din's a din, and tell the guy who's sitting on Facebook, or say and tell the guy who's sitting wherever he's sitting on whatever website it is that the din's a din, and you're not going to change it, and I don't care that you're pressuring me because this is Torah Semes and this is from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's not adulterated Torah. Good. Emalei l'mandi Yosef abova aim begin b'nai sentan. By the way, you see that he knew what was going on, meaning he knew someone was sitting above and, like, you know, sending this guy back in. No, Moshe, this is not even a tangent. Come on, you can't have a cash on this.
Why does he say that? That's sarli him.
I don't paskin shilas for yeshiva world. What?
Same, he says, in begin, why is that sarli? Saying in begin, Benos and Tom. Why is that a negative?
Well, he's annoying.
You're annoying.
Get the annoying guy.
He's an annoying guy. Why are you sitting? You're just sitting there in order to cause me problems. Moshe, you know these guys. That's what he's saying. He also came to Rav Yami. This is also a chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. When they came to what? To Rabbi Ami, he sent him to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholov, the Moir Bala Atira. Certain times you'll find cases like this. There's a very famous story with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach was paskin like many rabbanim. It was a very, very sad shaila of a woman who's pregnant, and the child was going to have issues. I don't remember the details of it. And they came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman knew that he was going to be machmer on the abortion shaila. It's a real shaila dough, right? So we don't have time to learn the sugya, but according to the Rambam and according to Rav Chaim, the Pasha says it's an isser ritzicha, and then, you know, you can't abort. But there is one shita in Bnei Brak at that time of, anyone know? Who was the makel on this shaila? Who? No. No. Those are all good guesses, though. It's Eliezer. It's Eliezer Waldenberg and Reb Shlomo Zalman said, what? That's right. That's good. Very good. You weren't aborting there, but yeah, you have to pay for the Beit Lovin. You kill. That wasn't Bechavana. Right. What's that? What else is that the mocker for Shiner? Kim Leib Rabine.
Yeah.
That's what we learned. Right. All right. So good, good, good. Excellent. So sort of Shlomo Zalman famously said, please don't ask me the Shiloh. Please go to my friend, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, and he'll pass me for you that Shiloh. Wow. They say that now, Rav Asher Weiss, he doesn't like the fact that he said whatever he likes about it. He's now that Tzitz Eliezer Bezmanaz in terms of those Shilohs. He has a different approach to all these Shilohs. Sometimes a Rav has to do that. He has to, you know, he can't just throw out the Psaki. He has to give the people options. Maybe it's more Kedai for you to ask someone else and don't ask me the Shiloh, because this is the way I see the Sugya, but not everyone necessarily sees it in my eyes. Again, this should not be confused that you can play Rabbanim. That's wrong. You know, I'm going to ask this Shiloh to this Rav for this Halacha, and I'm going to ask this Shiloh for this Rav because he's Mekel in this area. That's just making Yiddishkeit into a joke. But the Rav, to analyze the situation, you say, I think before I give a psak, maybe you should go somewhere else. That's a very different situation, and it could be pikuach nefesh, meaning so there's certain situations that the marriage, the family, whatever. We don't have to get into the details right now. But so he said, go to him and let him pass, and you're getting anasha shaila in terms of being matir. Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi v'leilos really the hilchasa, and what's the gemara? The bottom line, the hilchasa, and beginim and aysentam. So we pass him what? Ain't beginning of an ice and top. Does that mean you can either get an usher, Rabbi say?
No.
Why? Why can't you either get an usher? What? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to get an usher. That's why it's a pasuk. Good. Excellent. So the Torah says you're not allowed to get an usher. So then, once the Torah says it's also to get an usher, man of shachar both say. So then, what do I care if getting is no saint tam or not? What? Nafkamina is what? In a taruvis, so if Gidon Asha falls into taruvis, it's not going to be a problem. Oh, so Shine is saying beautifully. If you take out the Gidon Asha, and there's what? There's only an issue like there would be with Chazer and Avela, that it would be what? No, you say Tom, that's not going to be an issue anymore for what? Gidon Asha. But again, the only case you're going to have an afkamina is if you took care of the actual Gid. No one's going to be mad to you to eat the Gid. And that's why Rabbi Isai. This is Lamaisa. How do you say Giranosh in English, Rabbi Isai?
Yeah. Yes.
Sciatic nerve, which I think, check me up on Google. I believe, I checked this up years ago, I believe it's the longest nerve in the body. Is that right? Does that sound familiar? Do we have any doctors at Yosef? No? Where is the sciatic? Can you show me where the sciatic nerve is?
Sciatic nerve.
Yes, sciatic.
Which one?
It's the longest?
Yeah.
I'm right?
Sciatic nerve is longest.
Give out it. And now where
there's
is this?
Two of them. Rabbi Dr. Oh. There's two. In your thigh.
Good.
This final nerve.
Sciatic nerve is
longest. What? No, it's just an interesting fact. Yeah, it's just fun. Yeah. Just a fun fact. Yeah.
I saw that on the snap. I saw that on the snap.
Stop being that guy. Okay.
First question.
Yeah. A way to score points on the Bukhina. Good. Rabbi Isai.
Minus six.
What does this, once we're talking about fun facts, what does this have nafkaminas for what you're allowed to order, what you're not allowed to order, Rabbi Isai? Anyone know what steak this is?
Filet mignon.
I have
and
a big
cash
on that.
Yeah.
If we say that Gita Nasha has no flavor, what's all the hype about the filet mignon?
It's the cut of meat. It's not about the nerve. It's one.
It's
on the back of the leg, so right. It's very lean.
So there is something we're going to see in Tysis. There is something that we're not going to spend time on, and we're not going to learn how to do it. But I think Svardim do this. But they do nikar. They take out the sciatic nerve. But we are choshesh that we don't know how to do nikar well, so we just say you can't order it at all. But there are restaurants that take it out. What?
Oh my God, sells it.
Who?
It's the cut. They don't say sell it.
They can sell the cut. Do they really actually sell it completely, or do they sell or do they take out a chunk of the busser and
it's not like
they call it filet mignon?
The area closest to it.
Let me explain. Okay, close the
window. You know what I mean?
Let me give you a class in the five. Okay, I can tell you a pulkin. I'll call it a filet mignon. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, let's go. Okay, so now, so that's the filet mignon, and that is the source of our suya. Before we get into actually the dinim, Rabbi Yisai, I have to go a little off topic. Not that I haven't been off topic yet, but I have to go a little off topic within some yusaydis that I think are very nogeya that came out that I realized I should have added to the Maamar Mekayimus from some of the conversations that we had in Morning Seder with some of the Chavrusas, and we're going to learn this sugya. So the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Beis says as follows. Everyone turn to Daf Kuf. The Mishnah says, what type of animals does the Yisr Gid Anesha apply to? Meaning what? Does the Yisr Gid Anesha apply to non-kosher animals? So this is a fascinating Machlokes Tanoim. The Mishnah says, Noyeg B'Tahoira Ve'ina Noyeg B'Tmeya. Tanakama says on Kuf Amud Beis that what? That the Gid Anesha applies to a non-kosher animal. Sorry, it applies to a kosher animal only, but if it's something that's usher to eat because it's non-kosher, it's not going to apply. Good? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, af bitmeya. It even applies to a non-kosher animal. Listen to what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll bring you a proof. Listen carefully. Valo mi bnei Yaakov neser gid anoshe. From the times of Yaakov, it was also Gid Anosher. V'adayin behemat meyim uteris lehen. And what? And there was no Hilchos Kashrus at that time. What? Right.
I'm saying,
what does that mean?
Didn't things change after Har Sinai?
What does that mean? So therefore what?
It's only for Bnei Yisrael. Meaning Har Sinai and Bnei Yisrael.
No, what? Bnei Yisrael, the kids of Yaakov at the time. Yeah, right? That was the celebration.
No, but we became an Am of Har Sinai.
Right. That's what the riot.
Sure.
That
what? That's
what Yisrael will be eating. Is he going to say that?
Why? Why? What's wrong with what Moshe just said?
Sinai.
No, it's talking to people who read the Torah. Al kamei ad hayoyim hazeh.
Exactly, but anybody's not eating non-kosher meat.
But it was talking. It was relevant for that point in time. How do you know that? So what you're saying might be a Gemara in Vayter. Let's see. Va'adayin behemat meyam uteraslan. At that time, there was no hilchos kashrus. Amruloi b'sinai ne'amar elishenichta v'mkomo. You see the end of the Mishnah? B'sinai ne'amra. But what? Not everything that was in Sinai was only from Mishpat Deman. But what? It was just written. Moshe Rabbeinu decided to place it earlier. But what? Sounds like what? The Rabbanan hold. That what? Was it Usser? Yeah. It was never Usser. Koidem Matan Torah, right? Rashi says Beferish. Amrlo Pasuk Zeshe Hisser Alav Bisinai Nemar. Vaad Sinai until last week's Parsha, Loy Huzru. There was never an Isser Gidan Osha. Aye, why does the Torah in Parsha Vayisha say Al Kain Loy Yoichlu? Mamish Pasha Pshad, how do you read Shnai Mikra Echo Targum? So on that it said, Nichtavim Komo, Moshe Rabbeinu put it there, Besider Mershe, Sater, Ksava Mikra, Azeh, Ala Maisa, Al Kain Huzer Bnei Yisrael, Achrikin, Shalo Yochogit. So then the Gemara goes in. The Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could have Gid Anoshe on what? On a non-kosher animal. So the Gemara gets into a whole discussion, which we're not going to get into. Besover Rabbi Yehuda, Isser, Chalal Isser. How could you have this second Isser of Gid Anoshe Chal on what? On something that's Usser anymore already because of, not a Kimle exactly, it's Isser Chal Isser. We're not going to get into this now. But Tanya, so the Gemara challenges that. So then the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, perhaps skip a few lines. The Gemara says, V'chitei mekasavar ein bigidim benoy sen tam.
That's the first one.
So therefore what? Ubitmeya nami iser gid iser tmaleka. So the Gemara wants to throw out a suggestion. Perhaps that's totally on what? Our machloikis tanoim. Why should that be totally on our machloikis tanoim? Because if you hold what? Ein bigidim benoy sen tam. Gid anoshe is what? Is a chiddish. It's really not considered what? Meat. It's not basar. So memelu legabe non-kosher food. Would you have an iser tmeya of non-kosher, an iser of parsha shmini when it comes to eating the gid of a non-kosher animal? The answer is no, because it's not basar. So then what do I have? I only have the iser gid anosha, which is the chiddish ha-tayra. So that's the Gemara's first suggestion. And then the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda really holds... What Rabbi Yehuda really holds? Yesh been given at the same time. So that's what the Gemara challenges. Then the Gemara ends up, the Gemara says, and according to Rabbi Shimon,
that holds what? Ein begidim b'noi sin tam? So, would it apply to an iser tmeya? So on that, the Gemara in Kofal, for Rabbi said, remember this Gemara. I didn't put it on the Marmar Kofal, but remember this. The Gemara says, no. Shiny hosom da Omar kra, al kein lo yochol b'nei Yisrael. It's five line downs from the top. Al kein lo yochol b'nei Yisrael is gira noshe. Mi shegidoi osir upsaro muter. Yatsazu shegido osir upsaro osir. Adin. Al kein lo yochol b'nei Yisrael is gira noshe is assuming what? You're talking about an animal that what? Otherwise would have been what? Muter. On that, the Torah says, don't have the gid. So therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds a begidim b'nois and dam, he's going to say that it doesn't apply to a tamei animal. That's the shach of Atari in the Gemara on Kofa Mabe.
Just as a shekido aser ubasra aser?
Yeah.
Tmeya.
Tmeya. No. Gid anoshe doesn't apply to something that psaro is aser already.
But it says gido aser.
Exactly. You have to read the Gemara. Yatsazu. Yatsa means it doesn't apply to misha gido aser upsaro aser.
So really it's mutter.
So it's mutter. That's the way you read it, right? The Torah never applies to it. That's what the Gemara suggests on Kufam
and
Beis.
And he holds it's the higher Stein.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is, that's what the Gemara is discussing. Now, Rabbi Yisai, so what we're coming out right now on Kufam and Beis is that there's a Machloikas Tanoim that applies to Jewish history. What was the din back in the day? What was the din back in the day before Maimed Har Sinai when it came to Gid Anoshe? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? What did Rashi just tell us? It's machlokes between who and who? Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? Turn to the Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos, Rabbi Yisai. This is probably the most important Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos. I'm not saying the Derech Gaiva or anything, Rabbi Yisai. I think if you ask the Rosh Shivas and the Tshiva, if you ask what's the most fundamental Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos that you'll ever see in Shas, it's this Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos, and therefore I'm telling you to do it.
How are they learning?
Everyone should look at this Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos inside, the most fundamental Rambam and Perish of Mishnayos. Avery, you have one?
How are they learning Agolos, but he didn't know that
this
it was
up? What?
How are Yosef and Yaakov?
I can't find this. Where is this again?
I don't have it.
It's right before the Yaakov.
All right. Come up very quick.
Okay. Where is it? No, show me where it is in your Gemara.
Right after the Yafeinayim. It's probably right after Marsha.
It's 2 pages before the
Riff.
Yeah.
Yaakov
and
Farshad.
2 pages before the
Riff? Yeah, it's right before the Riff. Before the Riff, right, okay. You go right, go like a turn of page.
Okay. Turn to our Mishnah. Moshe, what did you just ask?
Two things now. How is Yosef and Yaakov learning about Agolos, and how did Yaakov spend 14 years?
About what? I didn't know what you said.
Agolos, right? Wasn't that the whole sign?
Agolos?
Agolos. Wasn't that the whole sign he sent to Goliath?
Yeah, so what?
But he didn't know that you couldn't eat in the veil?
Wait, I don't understand the question.
He's saying they knew the Torah.
So how did they get it? Just because they knew the Torah doesn't mean they were chayiv, yeah.
But were there not other things that they kept to?
What?
So they weren't chayiv.
The Gemara in Erevin says, the Gemara in Erevin says that the Avos kept Kola Torah Kula. Even Erev Tavshilin. Even Durabbanan, the Avos kept. They kept everything, but they weren't obligated in everything.
Wait, but didn't you?
What's the raya? What's the raya? Married two wives.
How did they marry
two wives?
They
had sukkahs. Avram Avinu ate matzah. Listen, maybe we should have learned Gemara. Maybe we should just go back. What does that mean? What's the problem? I don't understand. Explain to me your problem.
That Pesach wasn't for 400 years.
What do you mean? Oh, now it's now asking a good kasha. That's the basic lady's kasha. How could you have the nes of? How could you have the mitzvah of matzah if what?
Never existed.
If it never existed, there was never a nes of matzah. So Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. You say to the Beis Halevi. Listen to this. You say to the Beis Halevi. Oh
yes.
Listen to this vart. Tosfos has a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The following din, Rabbi Yisai. I have a kasha. Why are women chayavas in matzah? It's not Zman Grumma. Anyone know why a woman chayavas in matzah?
It's not offhand. It's not offhand.
Before Muslim Torah, women are chai.
Where are you saying that from? There's no Gemara like that. There's a chiddush of Rabbi Yashiv in his Haggadah Shal Pesach that's mechayiv them in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because he says what you just said. That's why I want to know where you got what you just said. But before Rabbi Yashiv said that, I didn't find anyone that said it. But Baruch Shekivanta to Rabbi Yashiv.
Wait, is my grandma?
No, yeah, of course it's my grandma. Wait, honestly.
You have to eat
matzah?
Isn't that nice? How are you guys going to find Shaduchim?
Matzah is my grandma?
It's in the Torah.
Because matzah is Doraisa. No,
I have plenty of mitzvahs that women are potter be Doraisa. Wait, I forget Lundis. Forget all this stuff.
And don't.
Why
are you? Get rid of this recording.
What does the Gemara say why they're chayava? So listen. Yeah, you can't upload this. The Gemara says. First of all, I have a question.
They cooked the matzah.
You know what? Stop. Why are women obligated in Kiddush on Friday night? Yeshno b'shmira, right? Gemara brachas, thank God for Davi only. Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so there is a chance. Oh, so Rabbi said, comes along the Gemara and Psachim and says the same exact thing by matzah. Kol sheyet, the Gemara says there's a hekesh between the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah of Matzah. Kol sheyeshno the Baal Tocha Chametz, yeshno b'komel Chametz. How do you know women are obligated in not eating Chametz?
It's a
low sasa. Good, Baruch Hashem. So women are obligated in all low sasas. Women are obligated in all low sasas, or most low sasas. Good, that's the Gemara. That's Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Lamedam. Good. So now, says the Gemara, there's a hekesh. So anyone who has Chametz is obligated in a matzah. Frek Tosis Akasha, what do you need that hekesh for? Why do you need a pasuk? Typically, why are women obligated in Megillah? Why are women obligated in Dalet Kosos? Why are women obligated in Chanukah? So Zok Tosfos. That you don't, exactly what Malik said. Taisa says, you see from here, one day in Taisa, not everyone agrees to this, but one day in Taisa says, is that you don't apply Afin Hayabo Sanes to what's the common denominator between the three mitzvahs that the Gemara brings up? Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and what? Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Chanukah are all mitzvahs what? Derabbanan. So Zokta Balei Taisa, you see from here that the din of Afin Hayabo Sanes is only a din that applies on mitzvahs Derabbanan. You don't apply it on mitzvahs d'oraisa. That's one day in Tosfos and in the Rishonim. Okay? Why? Why is that true? Afin Hayabo Sanes is a great svar. It was a nes. There was a great miracle. Zocht Yosef Rubinov, the chiddush of the Beis Halevi, and Rabbi Shechter Shlita apply this Beis Halevi to answer and say pshat in this Tosfos. What's pshat? That you don't say the svar of Afin Bayabos Anes when it comes to a mitzvah, the Oraisa, because the Beis Halevi tells us from the fact that Avraham Avinu ate matzahs, you see that there's an inherent value in the mitzvah of matzah, irrespective of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's not because of a Anes. There is a connection to the Anes. There is something about the Anes, but it's not all about the Anes. And when it comes to mitzvahs, the oraisa, biblical mitzvahs, it's because the Rebbeinu Shalom said it. And even if there wasn't a Yetzias Mitzrayim, there would have been a mitzvah of matzah. Meiridik. So memela, the nes can't be the mechayim of that mitzvah. So you can never apply afi neibos anes to mitzvahs de oraisa. Azo zokter pshechter. A beautiful pshat. A beautiful pshat. So memela, that's the pshat. Why am I talking about this?
Because we don't know.
Yehuda and how we could say that just because we weren't chayv the mitzvahs, everyone was doing mitzvahs anyways.
Erev Tashir. So they kept Erev Tashir. Good. So now to answer Moshe's kasha, that takes the cake of tangents. Okay. So now Moshe said, so even though the Gemara says they kept it, they weren't chayv. Comes out from our sugya, so to machloikis tanoim, how you read Parshas Vayishlach, were they chayiv in Gidan Oshe, koidem matan Torah, right? Comes along the Rambam and he says no. The Rambam is in Daf Vav in the Parish of Mishnayis, the second to last Daf in the Rambam, where on Kufa Mebez, noig v'toyer v'inu noig v'tmeya. Rabbi Isai, don't forget this Rambam. This is fundamental to your belief. Zok the Rambam. Al das Rabbi Yehuda. Misha ochol kizayis migid anoshe shel behemah tmeya. Chayev shtei malkius. Mishum behemah tmeya. Umishum gid anoshe v'ein alocha k'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you ate a gid anoshe of a non-kosher animal, you would get two malkius. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that what? Gid anoshe only applies to a kosher animal, right? Why? The Gemara says even according to Rabbi Shimon, because it has to be someone whose basar was mutter. Good. V'sim libcha, and place your heart, al ha'ikar ha'godol, on this fundamental principle, ha'nichlal b'mishnah hazos, that is taught and tucked away in the end of Chulin, that if you don't read every daf in Shas, you will never get to, says the Rambam. V'hu masha omar misinai nesar, l'fisha'ata ha'reisa ladas. Shekol masha anu marchikim o osim hayoim. Anything we practice la halacha bizman hazeh, ein anu osim ela b'mitzvas hakadosh baruch hu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. The only reason we keep all 613 mitzvahs is only post last week's parsha and this week's parsha, parshas Yisro, parshas Mishpat. And the Rambam goes on to explain. Lok shakadosh baruch hu amar zeh l'neviim shelafanav. Don't think that that which in Parshas Noach HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Noach not to eat Eiver Menachai, that's why we don't eat Eiver Menachai. It's not true. It's because what? Hashem taught it to Moshe in Parshas Yisro. Moshe must usher Aleinu Eiver Menachai. We're not chayiv in bris mila, Rabbi said, because Avram Avinu did bris mila. Sorry, he did bris mila, but we are obligated because Moshe Rabbeinu taught us to do bris mila. Rabbi said, listen to what the Rambam is saying. Ein anu holchin acher iser Yaakov Avinu, ela mitzvos Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom, shelo tira masha amru tarjag mitzvos, namr lo l'moshe Mitzvah, v'chol elu mechala mitzvos. So Dr. Rambam, the ikar hagodu you have to know is don't let anyone tell you that you're chayiv in mitzvos from Koyd Matan Torah. Don't think that, by the way, the Prima Gaudim writes that Keser Torah, what's Keser Torah? Is Reshet Tevis what? Tarach. Because there's what? There's Taryag plus Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Our seven mitzvahs are not the same seven mitzvahs of their seven mitzvahs. We don't have the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We have a new Nesina at Maimon Har Sinai to be Mechayavas in Taryag Mitzvahs. So the whole Torah is Keser Torah, Zok the Prima Gaudim. Because there's seven mitzvahs of B'nei Noach plus 613 mitzvahs that are given to Klal Yisrael. That's an important klal that the Prima Gaudim writes, that the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are b'chlal, even we don't have any common denominators, even in those seven mitzvahs with the B'nei Noach. Zok the Rambam, the pshat in Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, or Chachomim are saying, we're not obligated because of what? Because of what happened in Kaidim Matan Torah. We're obligated because of what? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was obligated to us. And this is an Ikar HaGadol, you should know that that's what the Chachomim are saying. Got it? Rabbi Yisai, Memela, it makes no difference what the status of a Basar Tmeya was at that point in time. I have a kasha, Rabbi Yisai, Zot Lechsam Sefer. But according to the Rambam, historically, was there, could there have been an Isser of Gid Anoshe prior to Matan Torah, according to Chachamim? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Chachamim might not disagree with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of that. It's just what? The Chacham are just saying the reason why... The reason why what? The reason why we're... Well, from the pasuk, by Yishla, from the fight. No. We're saying that why are you obligated?
Right.
Meaning it's irrelevant that at that point in time, Be'asar Tmeya was not Usar. Because I'm not obligated from that parsha. I'm obligated from what? Hilchos Moshe. And once there was Hilchos Moshe... There was kosher and there were non-kosher. So therefore I can make a distinction between Gid Anoshe, between kosher and non-kosher. What was historically, when I learned Parshas Vayishlach, maybe Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Good? Rabbi Yisai, right? Good? Everyone understands? According to the Rambam, the Rambam's not learning like Rashi. The Rambam's learning that there was no historical machlekes. There's a fundamental machlokes in why we're obligated in the mitzvahs of the Torah. You got it? And therefore, Basar Tmei is not relevant. Because once Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh it, it took on new dinim. It took on new dinim. But maybe even Chachamim held that they wouldn't eat Gid Anosha at that point in time. Yeah? Everyone get it?
So, Bnei Yisrael chayv for Smeila before Mount
Torah? Yeah. Because Avraham Avinu got this move.
We just said not like that.
So you want to know what the nature of the chiyuv was then?
What was Avraham?
Because Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to do it.
So the fire of Torah versus for him.
Yeah, wait.
He said, "Of Kol Yilid
Bayis." Is it because after Mount Torah, that's the chiyuv
now? No, that's exactly what the Rambam is telling you not to say.
So when Matan Torah,
Lech Lecha has no chiyuvim. Not that it's not important. Lech Lecha is not the mechayev of mitzvah smila. Only because Moshe Rabbeinu got that mitzvah at Har Sinai.
Yeah, in the Torah, which says,
you just said
before Har Sinai,
we were Mechayev based on
what? Lech Lecha, sure.
So if there was no Har Sinai, we would still be Chayev Ayom
Hazeh. No, we wouldn't.
Why wouldn't we?
Because mitzvah Sladoris is only because of Moshe Rabbeinu.
I mean, at Matan Torah, we were told certain things that were said. You're a Chayev and not eating Gid Anosha because it happened by Avram and Parshas Yaakov and Parshas Vayishlach.
That's true.
So
Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, that's exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says exactly what Avi said. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, the reason why it was said was because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you want to know the time of this? I'm going to tell you it's based on that story over there. But why are you obligated? It's only because of Maimon Har Sinai. That's what the Rambam said.
So Maimon Har Sinai created the Chiyuv.
Yeah.
What was Avram teaching all these people? If they weren't Mechayev to Moshe.
No, that's Yosef's Kasha. It could be that they were Chayev Midin Koydim Matan Torah in terms of what. But the question is why we're obligated. Rabbi said there's a problem.
So then wouldn't that just be the same thing? The same Masorah would have been passed down.
Yeah, but that stops once there's a Maimon Har Sinai.
But if there wasn't, we'd still have to.
I don't know. It's a theoretical question. Rabbi said there's a problem. There is a problem with this Rambam, and then we're getting back into our sugya because I'm too off track. The problem with the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, is the Gemara and Chulin and Daf Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, and this is the Chassam Soivers Kasha. Rabbi Yisai comes along the Gemara and Chulin Tzadi Aleph and quotes a pasuk from Parshas Vayigash. A lot of Chumash Torah here, Parshas Shmuz. Rabbi Yisai, when Yosef made a party for his brothers and he tried to be Mesader Suda, that he set them all up in their names, and it was very awkward. Why does this guy know so much about our family, right? And he says to his servants, please, v'tavoach, tevach, v'hachem. Did I speak about that this Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai? The Shulta Giborim in Masech Shabbos? V'tavoach, tevach, v'hachem, the last letter of v'tavoach, and the word v'hachem is osios what?
Chanukah.
Why is that relevant? Maybe you spoke about it years back.
Oh, you did. Yeah,
I spoke about it this year. Right. About Hachana. Yeah. Okay. Khan. Okay.
You said all the candles.
Right.
Or no, that was tweet. That was it.
So listen to the Gemara says. So listen to what the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Maidach Sivu Tavoach Tevach Ve'achin, Pralein Beis Hashchita, V'hochin Tol Giran Nosha Bifneim. Zok the Gemara, Kimanda Amar Giran Nosha Neser Levnei Noyach. What does that mean? If Yosef told him to take out the Gid Anosha, it sounds like who? It sounds like Rav Yehuda that holds that Gid Anosha was Aser to Bnei Noyach. Rabbi said, there's a Raya Brewer, says the Chassam Sofer, to Shitas Rashi, that the Machloikis between Rabbanan and Rav Yehuda was whether or not at Koydim Matan Torah were they obligated to Gid Anosha. How's the Rambam going to get out of this Gemara? That's a big Kasha.
Yosef wouldn't need it.
No, Yosef was brothers. Telling them to be Mechem for his brothers.
You say if they weren't Mechem.
Yosef does it, he keeps it. He's obviously going to have his brothers keep Torah if he's...
Right.
If he's Bereshus keeping Torah, keeping the mitzvah that he knows, he's not going to intend to make his brothers fail.
The Gemara is saying it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Rambam, it's according to everyone. It was a story called the Matan Torah.
Right, why specifically?
Why are you saying that there's a riot to Rabbi Shita? It could be according to Chachamim. There's not a problem with Chachamim. Yosef said to take out the Gid Anosha. You want to know why we're obligated to Gid Anosha? That's what the Rambam says. Maimon Har Sinai. This Gemara, Frekta Chassam Sofer, is a problem. Good. That's it.
Maybe Gid Anosha had their own specific thing because it happened to Yaakov. They had their own specific thing.
You have to say something. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, back to our sugya. So that's just a little background. Does it apply to a Basar Tami? Comes along Tosfos in Aradaf. And Tosfos says, it's not the end of the story also. You think that this only has ramifications for whether or not I have to take care of the taste of Gid Anasha, Yesh Beginner Notes Tam, or Ain Beginner Notes Tam, Zok, Toisvis, you have to learn a Gemara Psochim. And if you learn the Gemara Psochim, then you're going to see there's another tremendous Nafkamina. Anyone brought a Gemara Psochim? Okay. Comes along the Gemara Psochim. We have one? No. We're running out of time, so we got to respond. Comes along the Gemara Psochim and has a fundamental Machlaik. Everybody say you got to know this Gemara Psochim. This Gemara Psochim is the source for all Isuri Anah in the Torah. How do you know that something is Asur B'Anah? So came along the Gemara and says, It's Machlaikis. Machlaikis Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yevo. Chizkiyah is of the opinion that what? The reason why Chametz is Asur B'Anah is because the Torah says, not Lo Yochal, but the Torah says Lo Ye'ochel. So because it was written in that way, right? You have to know a little detail. So comes along the Chizkiyah, and he says that that way that it was written in that way was to tell you not only Yisra Achil, but also Yisra Anah. Good. Comes along Rabbi Avo and he says, no. Not only do I disagree with you by Chametz, I disagree with you in Kol HaTorah Kula. Anytime the Torah says Lo Yocha, right? The Torah says not to eat, Rabbi Yisai. Art scroll might translate it not to eat, says Rabbi Avo. I disagree. When it says Lo Yocha, Echad Yisra Achila, the Echad Yisra Hanah B'mashma. By the way, does anyone, just before we even analyze that, everybody say, before we even go on, can we analyze that for a second? Why should that even be? But the Torah said not to eat. Why should I even derive from there any hana? What does that tell you, perhaps, about... What does that tell you about why the Torah might say, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, that the reason why things are asur ba'anah is because the significant point of the achila is not necessarily only the maisa achila, but it's the benefit you get from the achila. So therefore, included in the achila was already a link to the hana. If the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he speaks about in Yisrei HaTorah, when he introduces Yisrei HaNah, he writes like that included in the achila is the hana sa achila. The mela, every Yisrei HaNah is like a lav tefel to that Yisrei achila. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. Ay, frek the Gemara kasha. So the Gemara says, but there's so many things that are usher to eat that what the Yisrei HaNah doesn't apply, namely what Rabbi Yisai? What? Before Gid Anasha, what's the first Gemara's kasha? Nevela. How do we know that Nevela is Mutter, Rabbi Yisai? That what? Which is the mocker for what? Rabbi Yisai. Which is the mocker for what? Which is the mocker for what? For what? Thank you, Yosef. For Nevela Rui Lager. Rabbi Yisai, it's not one sug, it's one pasuk. Everything's just in one pasuk. Right? It's like the Maramaka says, if you want to summarize the whole Torah, it's what? I know you have a look at. That's what the whole Torah is. And if you're missing, if you're slacking off in your Rabbi Hashem, you're slacking off in mitzvahs, you're not showing up to davening, so you know what? Bottom line, Rabbi say, we could talk and we could shmooze all the time. Rabbi say, where does it all come to? We want to really zetzain, we really want to point to what's the driving force, Rabbi say. What's the driving force? What am I lacking in? Anochi Hashem. That's what I'm lacking. Okay, if we really want to talk honest, you know, I know I get in trouble because I don't soften things up and I don't cut. It's not the Gemara. I'm not going to soften things up over here. Bottom line, where's your Anoichi Hashem Elokecha? Is it your Anoichi first, or is your Anoichi Hashem Elokecha first? Okay, maybe we should just cancel Parsha Shmuz because I just give Parsha Shmuz every day.
It's like
Rabbi Yisai comes along the Gemara and says, okay, so the Gemara was matir. Rabbi Yavo's maskim that if the Gemara itself was matir, that what? Then it's mutir. And the Mishnah says what? Ansari Gimel Medbeis in Chulin in our Perek that what? Shoylech Adam Yerech Lit Nachri. A person's allowed to what? Give a Nachri. Gidanoshe. I asked Arya Schultz, why is that Mutter according to Yehuda? Shouldn't it be Lifnei Iver? And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you all know from Night Seder, tells us that what? That to give an Eivor Menachai to a Goy would be an Isser Doraisa of Lifnei Iver, right? Just got a Shaila about performing Sirus.
Huh?
What's Sirus?
Okay, I actually don't want to get into this.
No. Didn't we do it last year?
What, Lifnei Iver?
With like the river crossing over.
No, yeah, exactly. Right. 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 Yeah. I don't know where it's ours. I don't know.
Last year or this year?
No, we talk about
Rabbi Sai.
Can one of Rebbe's guys in the shul buy non-kosher pizza for his office?
Right. That was a blessing of Hollow Shiloh. Pepperoni. That's sweet. You got to get that.
Yeah, but that's not.
That's
Hana. No, it's not also that. Hana. That's not also right. They're allowed to have blessing of Hollow. I'm just not allowed to be Nana. And Tosis of Sochem says included in Hana is even if thank I'm not you. Getting any thank cash, you. Even thank you. You. Right. Rabbi Yisai, so comes along the Gemara and says you're right. Not only was Basar Nevela included in the Heter, but what? He, Vigida V'chalba, was included in the Heter. When the Torah says, you can, oh, Machrol and Achri, you can give it to a guy, right? By the way, why does it say, oh, Machrol and Achri? We skip this because you can't give it a matana. That's the isser of what? Giving a gift to a guy. Lo sechanin. So the Gemara in Chof Aleph Amabiz is also getting involved in that machlekes tanaim. Are you allowed to give a matnas chinam, a free gift to a guy? It's all totally in that Gemara, whether or not it's us or not. So the Gemara says you have to be meicherit. So then the Gemara says no, but there was a heter on Gidan Osha also. On that the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai? That the Gemara says that only makes sense if you hold what? Yesh b'gidim b'noi sin tam. Why should that be tali habaha?
Because
if you hold yesh b'gidim b'noi sin tam, so then I can see them that a gidan osha and a basar are all in the same. And the same way the Torah said you can sell the basar nevela, so you can also sell what? Anything that has taste, even the gidan osha. But if you hold what? Ein b'gidim b'noi sin tam. And what? The Torah was mechadish and parshas vayishlach. That what? That what? That afal pi that there's no taste, it's usser. Afal pi she eats ba'almu. The Torah says it's usser. So then why what?
And it's not part of it.
Why is it? Why is it? Right? So zok the Gemara, ein echanami. Who is the man, the Omer, who holds Gidan Osher's aim and isatam? Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is the one who, and Rabbi Shimon will say that it's usser beha. Zok the Heligatosis. If we paskin Hilchasa, ain't beginning nice in time. You think that that's only relevant for what? You think that that's only relevant for what? Whether or not I have to have shishim against the taste of the Gidan Osher? If I take out the Gidan Osher out of my pot, do I only have to have shishim against the taste? Zok Tosis, no, it's going to be much more relevant. It's going to be relevant for what? For whether or not this is going to be mutter ana or not. Fractosis. So why do we find people all the time that if they have a schlachthaus, right? We have people who have slaughterhouses, and what do they do with their gidan ashes? They give it away to goyim. Fractosis. Where is this? How can we sell? What's this gears of change?
I got rid of the word nikar.
Yeah, it does make sense. Even though there's inside a gidan osher, how could you be nana from it? Ain't nice in most el adover sheish bo tam. No, the reason why he's paying it for you is what? This is exactly Shiner's question. Why is the guy paying for it? Not for the gidan osher. He couldn't care less about the gidan osher. The whole filet mignon thing is fake. Zero. That doesn't have taste. He's not giving you money for something that doesn't have taste. He's giving you money for the meat. So therefore, it's not. You're not being violating this or no. You're only getting anah from the mutter meat.
So it would be usher to sell him.
But if you would actually sell him the actual gid zaktaisis, it would be absolutely usher because we paskin like who? We paskin like Reb Shimon. Because he gets more covered. And getting covered, Rabbi Sai, is also Aser Beha. No. Shalim. Keshu Shalim. Masisin the Shalech Adam Yerach Lovikachavim. Mukule Hasim the Loker Reb Shimon. Domer Ein Begidim Rabbi Saitam. I, the Maris earlier at Sadigim Oman Beis said Shalech Adam Yerach Lovikachavim. That can't be according to the way we paskin, like Reb Shimon, that Gidan Asher is Aser Ba'ana. Rabbi Yisai comes along the Rosh, and the Rosh says, similar to Tosis, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says, what? That Gidan Asher is Aser Ba'ana. Is aser behana because we paskin in beginning of time. That's the conclusion of our Gemara, like Rabbi Shimon. If you go through the cheshbon of the Gemara in Psachim, so then it comes out that Gidanesha is aser behana. Who else paskins? Even in Shulchan Aruch, we're gonna have to work on Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef says where he quotes all the Rishonim, and then he says, but the Zoyar. Says the Beis Yosef, the Zoyar, Zok the Zoyar against the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam in a second. Zok the Zoyar, Gidan Osher is Aser Ba'ana. So the Beis Yosef says, what do I do with this Zayar? What do I do with this Zayar? He says, why is that a Chiddush to you? Who wrote the Zohar?
Reb Shimon.
Like the Beis Yosef, Reb Shimon Lashitasa. It's like the Beis Yosef, the Zohar is Reb Shimon. So therefore, get Anasha in the Zohar is Asir Ba'an. No, it's all based on our Sugya. Zohar is like the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yisai, Ober the Rambam. I'm getting back to it. Zok the Rambam, Zok the Rosh, but the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam says, the Rosh starts off with the Rambam, right? Shiner?
Yeah,
so he says the Rambam, Kid Anasha is Mutter Bano. And yet the Rambam paskins like who? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi said, Yehuda holds Yesh Beginim and Osei Tam. Rabbi Shimon holds, the Rambam paskins Ein Beginim and Osei Tam. So if you hold Ein Beginim and Osei Tam, so then what? How could you say Kid Anasha is Mutter Bano? No, that's the kasha on Cheetah's Rambam. That's the kasha that who asked Shiner? The Rosh. The Rambam Shver. Right? What's the simple answer, Rabbi Yisai? Very simple, Zok the Rosh. It can hold like Chizkiyah. This whole story is only if you learn the Gemara M'sachim, Aliba Dehu. Again, start the ball rolling. The Gemara says, why is everything Asavrana? Why is Chametz Asavrana? Zok the Rabbi Yavo, because in Kola Torah Kula, anytime it says what? Lo yochal, it means eser echad v'echila echad iser ana. However, what? And so was the frak the Gemara on Rabbi Avo? Really? What about Gid Anoshe? So on that, the Gemara says no. But you could say it was in the heter of Nevela that just like the Nevela was matir with Omachro l'Nachri, so he v'gida uchalba was included in the Basar and that was mutter also. Frak the Gemara says that's only good if you hold. But if you hold the Ein Beginim Menos Ein Tam, then it's not included. They're so different. Get Anosh as a Chiddush. On that, the Gemara says you're right. According to Mandar Ein Beginim Menos Ein Tam, then it's a problem. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi said, you come to that conclusion of the Gemara Pesachim Chabez. No, you never started the story of Pesachim. You stuck with what? With Chizkiyah. That the reason Chametz is also brown is because of Lo Yei Achel. What do you have to do with Get Anosh? I never had a kash in the first place. Maybe the Rambam holds like Chizkiyah. Good. No, why not? Thank you. Excellent. Leon points out that the Kesef Mishnah writes, that's a bad answer. Even though the Rosh suggests such an answer, right? But it's not going to help for the Rambam, because what? Because the Rambam writes Beferish like Rabbi Avoh. Where does the Rambam write like Rabbi Avoh? Read it to me. Who does that sound like, Rabbi Yisai? Okay. Now, that's a problem. That's a problem. Sounds like the Kesef Mishnah. I'm saying it sounds like because there might be other Rambams that are sorry, but we're going to assume like now, like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam's quoting who? Rabbi Avoh. No. If the Rambam's quoting like Rabbi Avoh, the suggestion of the Rosh to say that the solution is based on Chizkiyah is out the...
What's the Kasha?
Is out the window. What's
the Kasha?
What?
What's the Kasha in the Rambam?
The Kasha in the Rambam is how can you pass an Ein Beginim Menos Ein Tam if you hold... That it's Mutter Bano.
The Rosh obviously.
How can you hold Mutter Bano if you hold Ein Beginim Menos Ein Tam? And don't tell me that the Rambam Paschal is like Chizkiyah because Edmund just read me a Rambam that said exactly Rabbi Avoh, so he's stuck.
How can you say
that? There's no way the Rosh didn't see this, Rabbi.
What?
There's no way the Rosh didn't see this. Because it's in the beginning.
It's a Dover Abali, a little bit Taruv. It's like, how are you going to make it? Like, it's automatically there, and the Torah is telling me that I could get rid of it, that I could give it to him, so why?
What are you talking about?
The Torah.
What case?
The Torah is giving me a heter to give the whole animal to the guy, yeah. And the Torah knows that there's a get a nasha in it.
Okay.
So it knows that I'm giving Mistama knows I'm giving it's giving me a heter for everything involved with the animal. It's not telling me no, you have to get
that's
rid of.
That's against the Gemara Pesachim. What are you eyeing? That's against the Gemara Pesachim.
The
Gemara Pesachim holds the court amount that we're aimed to give to Saint Tom. Right? Now it's being quite fair right now in the Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim says that if you hold Ein Beginim Menos Ein Tam, it's Asur Ba'ano. So now you're going to tell me that's against the Pesach?
I'm putting a stumbling block in front of you then. Right? You can sell it, but also you cannot have the get in there.
What about every other Shumon?
What? I don't even know what we're talking about over here.
So then why would Sid sell the Yerah?
What?
What does that mean? Then how?
The Torah said you could sell Nevela. Now what's included in Nevela might hold... Is Gid Anasha including a Nevela might hold how you approach Gid Anasha. Is Gid similar to Basar or not? That's the Gemara Pesachim.
like, so, specifically.
So that, so the Rush said that's going according to the Manda Amr. That Tosa said that's going according to the Manda Amr. That that the whole Yesh beginning of No Saint Don. So it's Busser. So it's Mutar Bano. So it's part of the Hetter Nevela. What? Gemara Pesachim clearly entertains the possibility that there could be an Isser Bano. Our problem is that the Rambam should hold by that possibility because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Avo, and the Rambam paskins ain't big over Nosin Tam. So the Rambam should paskin that it's also Bano. Yet the Rambam doesn't paskin that it's also Bano. Shver Rambam, not just one Rambam Shver. Rabbi said the Rambam is going to continue to be Shver.
The Rambam divides. It doesn't quote exactly Rabbi Avo because he doesn't.
Why is it not like Rabbi Avo? Why is it not like Rabbi Avo? How does it? What Edmund just read to me?
Rabbi Avo said that it's like Gid. In the Nasha, it's like the part, like the Nevela. But the Rambam divides. First says that.
No. Get Anosha is not like Nevela. What do you mean? If you hold Yesh beginning of No Saint Tam.
Yeah.
But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Rambam holds Ain beginning of No Saint Tam, so it can't be Hutter in the Psar. When the Gemara said Basar is Usar, so then it wasn't included in Gid. Rabbi Sai, there are many more problems with the Rambam, at least two, possibly three. Rabbi Sai, read the Rambams carefully tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem will talk about it more tomorrow.
We have one major